It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, coming to you from a unique property which is ideal for the work-at-home individual or artist. Now, this property is located at 3237 Calle Celestial in the Mariposa neighborhood of Santa Fe. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I hope you will join us today for a tour of this very special property. Just take the Camino La Tierra exit off of Route 599, take a right on Fin del Sendero, another right on Vista Sereno, a left on Vista Mirada, and a left on Calle Celestial. But I'm going to make it real easy for you because Georgette Romero, the broker, has put signs out. So just follow the open house signs right to the property, and you will be here in a flash. Now, we have some interesting guest commentary about this beautiful home today, and you can also enjoy some refreshments and also enter a drawing for fabulous free gifts. So come join us by driving to the La Tierra exit off of Route 599, take a right on Fin del Sendero, and just follow the Santa Fe Realty Partner signs. Take a tour of this beautiful home, enjoy refreshments, and enter a drawing for great free gifts. Before we get going with the show, I want to invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and then check out these stellar New Mexico companies. And if you're looking for something to do fun this afternoon and also help out a very worthy organization, then stop by the Chalk Farm Gallery at 729 Canyon Road from 3 to 7 p.m. for a fundraiser for the Used Pets Nonprofit Animal Rescue Group. For only $20, you can enjoy live jazz, food and beverages, a silent and live auction, portrait painters, and much more. Again, that's 3 to 7 p.m. today at the Chalk Farm Gallery at 729 Canyon Road for a benefit for the Used Pets Group. We have a lot going on with the show today, as always, and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at 1260 KTRC, and my very skilled technician, Colin McAdams, with us here at 3237 Calle Celestial off of Route 599 in Santa Fe's La Mariposa neighborhood. I want to start things off by getting some state-of-the-market comments from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Welcome to the show, Andrew, and I should say that though you could go later on this afternoon to have fun at Chalk Gallery, on Canyon Road, we're going to have a lot of fun here today at this open house. So what do you have to share with the listeners?
Well, Ray, you know, evidently my crystal ball is broken, or at least it's malfunctioning. I've been predicting or saying that, you know, rates can't go much lower, and lo and behold, the conforming 30-year fixed rate at 0 points hit 4.375 this week. That's a rate that we haven't seen since 1960. And I'm not going to offer any more predictions, but what I can say is that rates are very low. At the same time, jumbo rates, that means rates on loans over $417,000, have also come down. For example, the house from which we're broadcasting today, with a purchase price of $799,000, can be financed very, very inexpensively. A 30-year fixed-rate loan with 20% down at 5.625% will produce a monthly cost of $3,700. And even more attractive, at a 5-1 arm at 4.5% with a payment of $3,200. These represent a savings of almost $266 from just a month ago. The savings rate alone, the amount that we're savings, has a relative rate reduction, a relative reduction in price of over $52,000. So just looking at the difference in rate, you're getting this house for an equivalent of $50,000 less than it was a month ago.
That's amazing.
If there was ever a perfect time for a purchase or a refinancing, now is it. Even folks who refinanced last year at 5.25%, 5.5% can reap savings. For example, a $300,000 loan will save $218 a month if you refinance today at these lower rates. Payback would be in 14 months, and that's a good deal. So I say to everybody who's interested in buying, if you're ever going to do it, now's the time.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And not only can they get a terrific loan package by talking to Andrew Hoffman, of course, at Buyers at All Things Real Estate, but Georgette Romero, who's going to be on the show in a moment or two, can talk about the fabulous amenities. So not only are you getting it for a good price, but you can get a lot of property, right?
You know, and one of the things I want to say is that that lender will allow you to put as little as 10% down on a primary residence.
Wow. That's
so
correct.
All you'd have to do is put down about $80,000, and you can get into this house.
Okay, so we've been beating this drum a lot, but Andrew Hoffman, once again, advisor to All Things Real Estate, you brought some great counsel to the listeners today. Thanks so much, Andrew. I guess I'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right.
And I tell you what, now I'd like to welcome my broker colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Georgette Romero. Georgette is the official host here at 3237 Calle Celestial, and has put together a terrific afternoon of events for anyone who joins us. Welcome to the show, Georgette.
Hey, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. We're out here on this beautiful portal in this lovely backyard area. So I think maybe what we want to do, Georgette, is sort of frame for the listeners the who, what, when, and where of 3237 Calle Celestial and have them come on over here by the truckload. Go ahead and talk about the house.
Ray, I want to start by saying that initially I had the property listed at about $975,000. This property is a total of 6,457 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
We are currently at $799,000.
That's incredible. Yeah, and that comes out to per square foot just a heck of a price.
Andrew, do you know what it is, cost per square foot? Do you have your calculator?
Well, it looks like it's about $137.
No, it's not $137. Oh. I think it's closer to $100
well,
at this point. Well, but anyway,
while Andrew's doing that math on that, go ahead and talk a little bit about the house because they've got so much here to talk about. Go ahead, Georgette.
Well, again, the property is 657 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
What is amazing about this property is the attached studio space. And by the way, we're at $123.74 a square foot.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah, it is a truly wonderful deal. So we have all this wonderful studio space. It's about 2,450 square feet worth of studio space.
Right.
There's three different rooms. There are large storage rooms that in themselves are rooms. One could continue to use these as art studios, hobby rooms, but also a wonderful opportunity if someone wants a guest house.
Sure. So they could do a conversion of this
they
lovely
They could do a
large...
conversion easily, and it's a separate space from the main house. So, yeah, it's kind of nice when you have guests. They have their own space.
Well, and it's not only nice, but the size of it is the size of a lot of primary homes in Santa Fe. It's incredible.
For this price currently.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I like the fact that there's a complete photo studio.
Yeah, and we want to talk about that a little bit because that is a good space for a photographer, again, as you said, for an artist or for a work-at-home individual. So anyway, talk a little bit more about the main house.
Okay, the main house has four bedrooms, mm-hmm. and the master bedroom is really a lot of, for a better lack of words, I'll say fun. It's a big space. It has its own living area. So if you want to, on a cold winter night, want to sit there or on your couch by the fireplace in your bedroom,
mm-hmm.
you can.
Uh-huh. So basically what you're saying is that there are a lot of options for people in the main house itself. And then going back to this studio area, what the current owners have been using it for what, Georgette?
They're artists. And interestingly enough, last owners were artists as well.
Uh-huh.
So this property really works for people who like doing things at home.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an in-home business.
Mm-hmm.
Again, perfect for the hobbyist. I had someone who... is serious into hobbies who really wanted, was looking at this space for his hobby space.
As far as some of the other amenities in the main house itself, we're going back and forth between the studio and the main house, some of the features, not just square footage, but the finishes in the property.
Ray, the kitchen was recently redone, and the lady of the house here is a cook. She really likes to cook, so it was really done right. It has some wonderful amenities. What is really fabulous about that kitchen is the storage space.
Uh-huh.
There is not a lack of storage space.
Uh-huh.
It's perfect. This house is perfect if you like having parties, if you like to entertain, because it has a fabulous flow.
Mm-hmm.
This portal we're on right now, I would have to imagine, is about 500-600 square feet.
Uh-huh.
You know, what a wonderful place to have a party. Even in rainy weather, you can stand out here during a rainstorm and enjoy the beautiful outdoors and your company.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, I can't tell exactly. Gino, my producer back there, I didn't check with you on the clock, so I'm not sure exactly where we are. We may be taking a break here a little bit early, but why don't we do that right now here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Georgette Romero here at 3237 Collier Celestial, and I'll be introducing my special color commentator in just a moment. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
ATRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we are at a special remote broadcast here at 3237 Collier Celestial in the La Mariposa neighborhood. The best way to get here is just to take 599, take the La Tierra exit, take a ride on Findel Sendero, and then follow the open house signs and join us. We've got refreshments. We've got, for people who tour this lovely property, fabulous gifts to give away in a drawing. So there goes Colin, my technician. You can hear his big country western truck pulling away. He is coming back, I can guarantee you that. So don't worry about it, Gino. Before we get back into the show, I want to tell you about my friends at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the sign and graphic solutions company. If you need any type of sign or graphics production, as well as wide format digital printing with delivery and installation anywhere you need it, then look no further than Fast Signs. Stop by and see Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs at 720 St. Michael's Drive, or call them at 474-3551. That's 474-3551. And let Fast Signs find solutions to all of your graphic needs. I now want to welcome Paige Moffitt to the radio show. Now, Paige is a very well-respected escrow officer with Fidelity National Title Insurance Company, an attorney by training, and a frequent guest on All Things Real Estate. Welcome back to the show, Paige, and thank you very much for being my color commentator today.
Thanks, Ray. It's my privilege. I'm excited.
Well, you take a tour of this property, and before we get into that, we've got several things we're going to talk about, which sort of answers one of the questions that we had lingering here, and that is, what are we going to do? But we're going to talk about the property and all the amenities from your perspective. We're also going to do a sort of a hypothetical buyer process today, so that if the buyer walks through the door, you as an escrow officer at a title company can tell them what they would be looking forward to after they make an offer. But before we get into that, Paige, why don't you refresh the listeners' memories about, first of all, what brought you to Santa Fe, and then secondly, why Fidelity National Title is such a great place to work.
Well, I came out to Santa Fe because it's so beautiful. I've always wanted to live out west. I was practicing law back in Georgia, in Atlanta, and just biding my time till I could get out west in the mountains. And I've been here about 10 years, and when I moved out here, I started to take the bar exam so I could practice law here, and then realized this is the place to be in real estate. I mean, look at the real estate here. I mean, it's not even hard to sell.
Right. Well,
you're
absolutely right. I mean, because we have so much to offer here with Santa Fe. You're right. Yeah.
So I did. I went and got my real estate license and became a qualifying broker of my own real estate company, and did that for about 5 years, and I still have my license, but decided as the market started to sort of slide that title was probably a good way to go. So I took the New Mexico bar. I am licensed to practice here, but I am doing title insurance and helping with real estate closings.
Well, but I imagine it probably is a helpful exercise for someone when they come to Fidelity National Title and they meet with you as an escrow officer to also get the advantage of your legal expertise. I mean, that must come in handy occasionally, huh?
It does. You know, you can't really give legal counsel as part of being a title escrow officer, but it definitely helps me in my when I'm looking at something, when I'm looking at surveys or looking at title work. I just look at it from a different perspective, I think,
right,
which I appreciate having that background.
Okay.
Well, you took a walk around this property, and
yes.
It's huge, and we heard in the first segment from Andrew Hoffman, from his standpoint as a mortgage broker, and Georgette Romero, the listing broker of this property, all the amenities that exist here. But what's your observation, sort of rounding this out, as let's say, first of all, as a civilian just walking mm-hmm. in here, but then secondly, from a title standpoint?
Well, as a civilian, the phrase that fits this house the most is incredible value. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is an incredible value. You walk in, and it's, well, first of all, just the approach to the house. When you come down the road, down Calle Celestial,
right.
and you see the cul-de-sac, it's just a long driveway of trees, and it's nestled, it's tucked in here. And then you walk in the front door, and it is amazing how expansive it is. You just, every room flows to the next, and you keep thinking it's going to end, and it doesn't. And then to just think that it's this many square feet for the price, you know, as a potential buyer, I would be thinking, this is a steal.
Okay, well, that's a good way of framing this. So now let's do a little role-playing here. Let's assume that the buyer, he or she, is on their way today, and they're going to be touring this property. And, again, we invite you to come on out here to 3237 Calle Celestial. Join us for a live broadcast of all things real estate, but also to take a tour of the property, enjoy some refreshments. And if you do take a tour, you get to enter into a drawing for free prizes. So, Paige, people coming here today, someone says, you know what, I agree with what Paige is saying. This is fabulous value. I want to make an offer on it. I'm going to have my broker submit an offer to Georgette Romero. Now, from that point on, and let's assume that the offer is accepted, then all of a sudden Fidelity National Title gets involved in the process. What's the first thing that buyer is going to be looking for when they walk into the office with you, Paige?
Okay, well, generally, and it's not in every case, but generally the buyer will put down some earnest money, and that earnest money will need to be deposited with the title company. So Fidelity would take the earnest money from the buyer, whatever amount they've agreed upon.
Uh-huh.
We deposit that, and that just is something that we hold in escrow and is typically applied to the purchase price at the time of closing. So it's just the good faith on the buyer's part to say, I'm really interested in this property, and I'm willing to put up money for it.
Uh-huh.
And we hold it until we go through the entire process. And as the title company, we're essentially the conduit for the parties. We're the facilitator that makes their terms of their agreement happen. So they agree on the terms. We don't get involved in any of the negotiations. But what we do is we facilitate the process so that every deadline is met. Anything that they have questions about, we try to get the answers for them. So we're a service provider in that sense, although we don't actively get involved in the negotiations.
I know one thing we've talked about before, Paige, on previous shows, is that you guys like to invite the buyers to come in actually before the process starts, if they're maybe in that pre-offering stage or they've been accepted and before there's any formal kind of communication. Come on in and sit down with you guys so you can walk through the process. And this is particularly important for first-time home buyers, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those things that every title company is different, but certainly at Fidelity, we kind of pride ourselves on the service aspect. So we want to make sure the seller and the buyer are perfectly comfortable with the process because it's an emotional venture. When you purchase a price or, I mean, when you purchase a home and you put down earnest money, it's the largest investment typically people make. So you want to feel comfortable throughout the entire deal that people are listening to you, they're meeting your needs, and that you understand any questions you have can be answered. So it's a nice thing to be able to just sit down and say, this is the title work that applies to the property. These are the things, you know, to be on the lookout for, to be concerned about, or, hey, you know what, there's not much to be concerned about here.
Right.
And it gives them comfort.
Well, and as it turns out, not only is Fidelity National Title one of the supporters of all things real estate, and Paige and her colleagues are frequent guests on the radio show. But as it turns out, you guys are literally doing the title work on this property. So I guess the message for anyone who maybe is coming by today is that you sort of got soup to nuts here. You've got a mortgage mm-hmm. broker. You've got Paige who can answer any questions. And I guess reassure people that there probably are no issues associated with this property, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's really our goal, is to ensure clean title for the purchaser. And we take that seriously. So, you know, we make sure that every stone's uncovered because we want that person, when they come in here, to enjoy their home, not to be worrying and looking back over their shoulder and wondering what potential problems existed before I ever owned this property.
Right. And we sort of answered one of the email questions I received from Betty, and that is that she is a first-time home buyer. And, Ray, I'm buying a small house in Santa Fe. I need to understand the process since I've never owned before. She did ask what's Paige's recommendation as to my first step in getting ready for settlement. I think she probably was typing this right when you were describing what the first step is. But for Betty, let's take this on a little bit further. Say she is a first-time home buyer and wants to buy this fabulous property today. So you've explained to her what the process is. Are there anything in the process itself, though, that could be not scary, but sort of unusual for a first-time home buyer, someone who's gone through purchases before? You know, they've been there, done that. But for a first-time person, is there any sort of, well, gee whiz kind of moment?
Well, I think just understanding the process would give Betty a much greater sense of security, and that's what that first conference would be about. She can deposit her earnest money, and that's, again, something that her broker, that they will agree to ahead of time. We don't get involved in that, but let's say whatever amount they agree upon as the earnest money, she could bring that in. We could have already started the title work so that we have it ready when she comes in, and we can sit down with her and explain, this is the process. Your purchase agreement says you're buying this property in 30 days. These are all the steps that have to be met. These are all the requirements from us, and these are all the requirements from your agreement, your purchase agreement.
Right. And you guys also coordinate with the lender, too.
We do.
All the paperwork that comes through. I mean, you, as you said, you're the conduit for everything.
Exactly. We try to facilitate each step of the process. So if she was paying cash, that's one thing. But if there's a lender involved, we also have to make sure those deadlines are met and that the lender receives the information they need timely. So just getting an idea of what each step in the process is, I think that could be handled at the conference and give her a much greater sense of security.
Well, Betty, thank you for that email. I hope that answers your question. If not, you can always actually go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon. That'll take you to the radio show page, and right there is a big logo with Fidelity National Title. And if you click on that, you can connect directly to Paige Moffitt. Or even better, if you want to come by today, Betty, to 3237 Calle Celestial, take a look at this beautiful house, and even if you're not in the, this is not the house you want to buy, you say you're about ready to make an offer, at least you can talk to Paige because she'll be here for the next hour and ask her all sorts of questions about what a title company does. So I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, I'm looking at the clock, and I think let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Paige Moffitt of Fidelity National Title about all things title company related in the process. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post, and we are here today at 3237 Calle Celestial here in the La Mariposa neighborhood of Santa Fe. What we want you to do is come on over to our live remote broadcast, take the La Tierra exit off of Route 599, make a right on Findel Sendero, and then just follow the signs, the Santa Fe Realty Partner signs, to this terrific property. If you come here today, you can actually enjoy some refreshments, take a tour of the property, and then if you do take that tour, we will enter you into a drawing for great free gifts. So come on by today and join us here. Paige Moffitt of Fidelity National Title is with me. Paige is one of the escrow officers at Fidelity National Title. And in the last segment, what you did was you gave a sort of a rough overview of the process. Let's drill down a little bit on that, Paige, and talk specifically. Again, for that, we had an email from Betty, who was a first-time buyer. Let's assume that Betty was going to buy the property today. From start to finish, what's the interaction that you have with the buyer until they actually own this property?
Well, I do think title insurance is kind of a mystery to people, so forgive me if this sounds basic, but I'll just kind of go through a couple of steps.
Basic's good.
Especially as a first-time home buyer, you probably don't know what a title company does. The first thing we do is we search the property, and we locate all of the things that pertain to the property, all recordable instruments, anything that's a public record. We find that any liens or judgments, tax liens against the buyer, the seller, or on the property, we locate all of these things, and they all get condensed into what we call a title commitment or a title binder, which is our promise and our commitment to issue title insurance at the close of the transaction. But all of those requirements on our title commitment must be met. So we look at the property, we see what potential issues exist, and then we work closely with the buyer and the seller to make sure we've met all of those requirements. If there are any tax liens, we do the search to try to figure out how we can get those paid off by the time of closing. We want everything to be clean for that purchaser.
And that's why having title insurance is so critical for someone because though you've done the search on this particular property and things are looking very good,
clean.
there could be something, some lien, some worker in the past who didn't get paid, and all of a sudden it rears its ugly head, and without title insurance, someone has a lot of exposure, don't they?
Absolutely they do, and we do the very best job we can to make sure that it's clean, but the security that a buyer gets is that they can also, in as part of getting their title insurance, that the seller may pay for. It depends on the purchase agreement, who's paying for it, buyer or seller. And again, that title insurance is something that we do not get any, there's no flexibility there. The rates are promulgated in New Mexico by the Department of Insurance. So that's something that, based on the purchase price of the house, that is going to be the cost of the title insurance. And let's say the seller pays for that, but it's going to be to the benefit of the buyer. Betty is going to be able to have that assurance that when she closes on this deal and this is her house, that we've done everything that we can possibly do to make sure it's clean. But everyone's fallible, and if there is something missing, that's what title insurance is for. It becomes our liability.
Yeah. Well, okay, so Betty has started the process. She's had her initial meeting with you. You've instructed her about what she needs to supply to you. And, again, what are those particular things that that Betty needs to give to you as the title company?
Well, really, as a buyer, there's not much for her to do other than she will give us the earnest money that we'll hold in escrow. Then we will also ask her to provide a sheet that tells us exactly what kinds of insurance she would like, what kind of coverage. We take general exception to certain items that for a nominal fee you can get that coverage. And that may be the seller that's paying for that, but we ask for her to sign a piece of paper that says, yes, she wants that coverage. So there's little things like that. And also vesting. Like, we need to know, is Betty married? Is she single? If she is married or has a partner and she wants to take it as joint tenants, we ask her exactly how would she like to vest in title.
That's how she, and when you say vesting, counselor, that's how someone is actually buying the property, the title stipulation that actually relates to how Betty is going to take ownership, correct?
Exactly.
And in most cases, there are two or three general options that exist for taking title, correct?
Exactly. If she's not a single person and she's taking title with another person, I mean, she may even be taking title as a trust, you know, as a trustee of a trust or as an LLC. But let's just say she's with a partner. She has a choice of vesting as joint tenants with right of survivorship.
And what does that, let's talk about that. What does that mean?
Well, to boil it down to just a simple sentence is essentially she's going to avoid probate through that. She, if something were to happen to her, the property would transfer ownership automatically
and
to the other.
And the value of that, just so someone understands this, again, these are terms that people hear about that may not totally appreciate, is that to avoid probate is a significant thing because?
Because then you don't have to go through that entire process of going through probate court and having heirs make claim to the property.
There
and if that's something she wants to make sure goes to her partner, that's one way of doing
it. Okay, so that's one type of taking title in the property.
Mm-hmm.
What's the second logical type?
Another one that's the most typical, I guess, in New Mexico would be tenants in common, and
mm-hmm.
you don't even have to designate that. In New Mexico, it's a community property state,
mm-hmm.
and we default to tenants in common if it's not designated on the warranty deed.
I see. So that's the initial default
mm-hmm.
position that anyone who buys a property gets as far as title ownership
mm-hmm.
unless they stipulate otherwise. Is that
correct?
Correct. Okay.
Correct. And that's another thing that a lot of people don't understand. When we ask, we're really not trying to pry into people's personal business, but we ask along the process of the closing what their marital status is. And the reason why is because as a community property state, we need to know what your marital status is, how you're vesting, because that implicates all kinds of.
What if somebody buys this house and then they get married in the 30 or 40 days before they settle? What happens?
Well, that's fine, too, but we need to know this.
Right? Besides it being a joyous occasion, what does it mean for ownership of the house?
Well, we should know at the time of closing exactly what the marital status is because we need to make sure, even if you are married, it may be that one of the husband or wife are taking it as their sole and separate property. And if so, we need documentation to that effect. So it's really important for us to know, or, you know, do the flip scenario. A husband and wife buy a piece of property, and then they get divorced by the time they're selling it. We need to keep title clean.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
Right.
So we try to. We're not researching and, you know, being nosy into people's
business.
Right,
and you're not providing counsel, but at the
not
same time, or counseling, I should say, you are providing counsel in a different way. But the whole point is that from a legal standpoint, these are important questions. They're not prying. It's obvious to most buyers that these are the kinds of things that you guys need to know. And, of course, you've maintained total confidentiality in
Absolutely.
All that documentation.
Well, we ask for Social Security numbers, and I know that makes people kind of anxious at times. But we do. We need to search, make sure there are no tax liens and,
right.
and things like that Social Security numbers are necessary for.
Right.
Or to even order payoffs. You know, if you've got a seller who has a mortgage on a property,
mm-hmm.
we have to know what that actual amount is to pay off at closing. So we need Social Security numbers.
Still. Okay, so we've got about 3 minutes here before mm-hmm. I need to go to a segment. And, Gino, you're probably wondering, I'm actually going to do that recorded segment after I'm done here with Paige. But, all right, so Betty has gone through the process. She's
mm-hmm.
met you. She's received all sorts of useful information. You've asked her for all of this data about herself, which
mm-hmm.
is important to the
mm-hmm.
process. So now the next step for Betty as the buyer of the property is what with the title company?
Well, at that point, if everything is met, if all our requirements are met, there's been a survey done on the property, everything looks good and clean, we give the fees, what appears to be the fees that are going to be involved. Whether there's a lender, we get the fees from them. We tell what our fees are. We put it out into a settlement statement that she can view, which will be helpful later, too. She can take to her tax accountant and see if there's anything that she can possibly deduct off of that. And then we go physically to a closing. We meet in a closing room. We go through all the figures. We sign some papers. We record the warranty deed in any mortgage that may be in place if she has a lender.
Uh-huh.
And the property becomes hers.
Mm-hmm. Now,
first fund.
And it's interesting, the jurisdictions are different. As you know, I'm a broker back in Washington,
mm-hmm.
D.C., and at settlements in D.C., it's very, very typical that both the buyer and the seller are in actually the settlement room
right.
at the same time. Here in New Mexico, that's often very different. In fact, often their settlements are done, or most of the time they're done separately, and
right.
sometimes people can sort of phone in their information and
mail
not
out.
Yeah, not even have to show up. So
that is an excellent point.
Yeah, the point on this is, and you can talk about this for sure, is that I think the way the society is and the way people are looking for flexibility in everything in their lives, you guys also make it flexible to buyers and sellers when it comes to settlement, right?
We absolutely do. We try to accommodate people's lives, which is, you know, if somebody may be buying a house here but living in California or going on a trip to Hawaii. And it's very important that we get everything signed, but we can FedEx things to them. We can do courtesy closings for people in Albuquerque, you know, people who are buying homes in Albuquerque but live in Santa Fe.
Right.
You know, we work together. We have a company down in Albuquerque, so... we all work together.
Yeah.
I just want to make one quick point I forgot
yes.
to say.
That's okay.
That I think is nice for Betty to consider is if she were to be interested in this house or any house, one of the things she can call on a title company ahead of time is ask for the covenants and restrictions ahead of time. That means, let's say it's located like this house in what we call a planned unit development.
Right.
There are covenants and restrictions that apply to just having a house in the development
mm-hmm.
that's not – just to this lot, but to the entire development. And she may want to know what those things are. What is she going to be bound by if she buys a home in this
right.
development?
Yeah, because often those things have implications for any kind of development she might want to
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
Approval process, architectural review, the
can
whole nine.
Can you subdivide? Can, you know,
exactly.
are there dues, homeowner's dues?
Excellent point. Well, I'll tell you what, Paige, sit right here. We're going to, Gino, I'm mixing things up a little bit. I'm going to do this segment, Gino, and then I'll come back and break us to the next break, and then we'll come back with Paige. So with all that confusion out there, I did have the opportunity earlier this week to speak with Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. Annie offers a wide range of professional interior design services to her clients, and today is going to offer some thoughts on the qualities of this beautiful home here at 3237 Collier Celestial. Let's take a listen to what Annie had to share with me.
Hi, Annie. You know, this weekend I'm going to be out at 3237 Collier Celestial for this open house that my colleague Georgette Romero is going to be doing. You've had a chance to check out this beautiful property. What's your thoughts on it from the eye of an interior designer?
Well, you know, I think what I talked about last week or a couple of weeks ago still really holds true, and that is to really be open-minded, especially with this sort of a house, because there's so much possibility in it, and there's so much color, and there looks like a lot of fun in this house, but really it's the versatility of these studio spaces that are very, very appealing. I mean, to have those studio spaces on this kind of a land in this location with the views is you don't see that very often. I mean, those spaces can be a photography studio, something to work at home in, an artist studio. There's just so much, a yoga studio, so much you could do with it. I think it's really one of those properties that you have to walk in very open and and use your imagination.
Well, that's a very good observation. Now, I did a video walkthrough with Georgette, and what I was impressed with was that it's in sort of moving quality right now, if, in fact, you want to work out of the studio. But one of the things that Georgette and I have talked about, and I know that the folks who stop by the open house on Sunday will immediately recognize, is that this particular studio space has the capacity for conversion to a guest house. Now, from that standpoint, what would be the first thing that you would recommend to a client if they were going to make that kind of major conversion?
Well, I think to a guest house would be to really take a look at what kind of a plan and using the existing structure and how it could be, if it needed to be remodeled inside, what that would look like and what the needs are, and to probably put some numbers to it, but to really see how it functions and what the needs are and what the square footage is of that space.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you pointed out through your observations that the main house indeed has lots of open spaces, a terrific kitchen. One of the things that I was struck with when I went there a couple of weeks ago, Annie, was just all the light that's in the property. You actually saw that just from the pictures online, didn't you?
I did, and the color they used, so I'm sure that house really glows. But as I stated, for all of these kinds of properties, if that's not your thing, all the color, then don't, you know, shut down because of it, because those are the things that are easily transformed.
Absolutely. Well, as always, fabulous commentary. Very useful observations from Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. If you want to get a hold of Annie for your own project, simply go to our website, www.sfrp. Click on the radio tower icon, and that'll take you right to our dedicated radio show page. And on that site, you'll see Annie O'Carroll's logo prominently featured. Annie, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us. I hope the buyer's on his or her way today, and I know they'll appreciate your commentary.
Thank you, Ray.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, back here live at 3237 Kanye Celestial. And, in fact, we have had some buyers walking through the property here. We invite everyone to come on over and join us in the live remote broadcast from this terrific home. If you do come here today, you can enjoy some refreshments. You can meet Paige Moffitt of Fidelity National Title. You can meet Colin McAdams, my technician from Hutton Broadcasting. You can meet Georgette Romero, who is the listing broker for this beautiful property. And if you take a tour and shake everybody's hands, we'll enter your name into a drawing for great
partners.
So I tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. Stay tuned.
RC.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post for Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today I am here at 3237 Calle Celestial for a live remote broadcast. We invite all of you to come on over here today. Georgette Romero, the listing broker, is hosting this terrific event. Paige Moffitt from Fidelity National Title, one of the senior escrow officers at the company, is with us today providing color commentary. Let's go back into our conversation for a moment here for a couple minutes, a sort of summary suggestions to buyers, Paige. The buyer's on his or her way today. We were talking about Betty in the last segment, the first-time home buyer that emailed us. We walk through what Betty's going to be facing start to finish. There are a couple things, though, that you wanted to mention as well from a seller's standpoint. Go ahead.
Well, yes, this doesn't have to do with Betty, but just sellers, one of the benefits they can get through a title insurance company is we're going to handle making sure that mortgages get paid off, any liens get paid off, clearing up anything that might have clouded the title while they owned the property. But one of the things that we do is we offer reissue rates. Now, all title companies do that, but if you have your prior title work, so you had title insurance on the property during the time you owned it, if you submit that to us, we are mandated by the state to give a discount, what we call a reissue rate. And that can save several hundreds of dollars on a title policy, which, you know, every dollar counts.
Oh, yeah.
When you're talking about real estate.
Absolutely. So that's a savings to the seller. Let's go back here in the last couple of minutes before I need to bring my good friend Georgette back on the line, Paige. Sort of summary thoughts for someone today as they're coming here, they're going to look at this terrific house. First of all, your observations about the property.
Oh, my gosh. If I had the money, I'd buy it right now.
Yep.
I'd be Betty. Betty, right. I would put the offer on this house. It's huge. It's beautiful. It's got amazing views of the ski basin, yet it's nestled in the trees. I mean, you get the best of both worlds there. The other thing I noticed is the kitchen and the living room that come off onto a portal and a huge expansive patio is just perfect for entertaining. If you like to entertain, there are plenty of rooms for people to stay in and walk around and converse, and I just think it would be amazing on a starry night.
Yeah, well, and Colin McAdams, my technician from Hutton, is down there on the patio area, and I think, are you thinking about maybe doing some partying down there later?
Yes,
he's saying yes. Well, and I guess the one big thing that Georgette wants us to keep pounding the drum on is this fabulous separate studio area, which Paige, I mean, it all opens up all sorts of possibilities, doesn't it?
Well, I'm a mother, and I'm sitting there looking at it and thinking, you know, kids could raise themselves in that whole area. That's an entire place that you could do anything. It has so much potential.
Right.
Whatever. If you're an artist, that's where you can do your trade, a photographer.
Yeah.
Kids can hang out there. It's amazing.
Or if you wanted to convert it into a guest house.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, hey, Paige, just sort of stay on here because let's just close out the show with the three of us. I want to welcome back Georgette Romero, the listing broker for this terrific property. Again, we invite you to come over today. Georgette's going to be here until what time, 3 or 4?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock today here at 3237 Collier Celestial. If you come by, take a tour of the property. You can see this fabulous house, as Paige was describing it, but also enjoy some refreshments and enter a drawing for great free gifts. Georgette, the last, about 5 or 6 minutes that we've got here, what are the thoughts you want to leave with the listeners today?
Ray, I want to talk a little bit more about the house. Again, we are priced at $799,000 for 6,457 square feet. Andrew figured out a while ago that's about $123 a square foot.
Uh-huh.
The house has radiant heat. It has gas-forced air. It has refrigerated air. It has evaporative cooling.
Wow.
It has a lot of things going on. 2 acres, lots of fruit trees, beautiful views, as Paige said. We're on a cul-de-sac here, so you have a tremendous amount of privacy. Also, there's an area back here that would be perfect if you have dogs. It's completely fenced in. That would be a wonderful little haven for them, and they can enter directly into the studio space through the doggy door there.
Right.
Again, I want to talk a little bit more about the floor plan. It's very much a privacy floor plan in that the bedrooms are very separate from each other. And the master is its own little haven. I don't know the square footage on the master. I would say, though, that it is about 500 square feet.
Yeah, it's big.
It opens up to its own patio.
Right.
You'll get great sunset views from there. I did have the house pre-inspected prior to putting it on the market, so any issues that were going on with it, and they were all pretty minor, were taken care of.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So, wow.
Now, that's an important point, and I, as another broker, I just want to underscore that Georgette is doing what a lot of buyers are very appreciative of in this particular market, where you take away, of course, it's good for the seller as well, you take away any issue that a buyer might bring to the table from their own inspection by saying, hey, we did ours. Now, they can do their own, of course, if they want, but you've done it. You said you found no major issues, and any issue that you did find, this seller's going to take care of it.
That's correct.
That's great.
Yeah.
I also want to add there's a 3-car garage here.
Yeah.
And did I mention closet space?
Yeah.
This house has
tremendous
closet space. So you really have the best of all worlds with this property, the price, the square footage,
right,
the comfort of living that it'll provide for an owner.
And one
of
the things, too, and I think maybe someone mentioned it, is that, you know, you really feel like you're way out in the country here, don't you, Paige? But the reality is you're, like, no more than 12 minutes from downtown.
That's correct.
It's incredible how close we really are. Just jump right on 599 out of this neighborhood. And this La Mariposa neighborhood, Georgette, is quite nice. We have a few of our colleagues that also have listings here. I find it to be, and again, this is sort of on its way to Las Campanas to give people that are not familiar with it perspective. But I like this area because, as both of you have mentioned, the views here are tremendous, I think.
Yes, you can't see another house anywhere from here.
Yeah.
It's like you're all by yourself.
Yes. And Sangre de Cristo views are in your face from
We're looking
house.
At them right now.
Yeah, right.
Really pretty.
And one thing you were talking about, Georgette, is not only the size of the master bedroom, and you did allude to the abundance of closets, but in the master suite, there's actually separate his and her closets, the whole nine yards. It's like
separate his and hers baths.
Baths. So you don't get into each other's way, which I think a lot of people would appreciate.
Amen.
You have, I mean, you can basically be preparing for that dinner party on your own, and whoever's done first doesn't have to worry about, you know, running the hot water and disrupting the other person.
That's
right?
Correct.
Yeah. And some of the other interesting points about this place, a large living area in front of the Kiva fireplace. Again, let's go back a little bit to the studio, because I think we keep talking about it, but it really is sort of extraordinary. Say someone wanted to come in here and make a conversion. I mean, it's in great shape already, so other than maybe closing off some of the walls, because it is so large, it has water, it has plumbing.
It has a half bath
in it, so mm-hmm. It's not as if there's huge cost if they wanted to convert it into a freestanding guest house, correct?
That's correct.
And I guess, as Paige was alluding to before, the restrictions and covenants here in the neighborhood obviously allow for that kind of activity. There's no problem with converting that guest studio facility if they wanted to, correct?
I'm sure everything needs to go through architectural committee, but
sure. Like
that's
it does
pretty standard with
yeah.
any neighborhood.
Absolutely. So that's probably pretty perfunctory, and I would imagine, since the Architectural Review Committee is made up of the homeowners here in the community, if you're making enhancements to your house, it only benefits everybody else.
That's
so who's going to get in the way of that, right?
Right.
You know, and Andrew said, we were talking earlier while you all were doing your segment, and Andrew was mentioning that you couldn't build this house for this square footage price.
No.
Again, I mean,
no.
Really, I mean, you have everything you need here
already.
Yeah,
it's
terrific. You couldn't get a better deal.
Well, I tell you what, I've got about a minute left here, Georgette. Any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners before we conclude the show?
City water here,
mm-hmm.
natural gas.
Uh-huh.
We're on 2 acres here,
mm-hmm.
lots of privacy, 6,457 square feet. The main house is 4,000 plus square feet, with the studios being about 2,400 plus square feet.
Right. Well, listen, we want to invite everybody to come on out here today to 3237 Collier Celestial. It's a warm day, but we have a lovely Portal area. It's very breezy and cool back here. Georgette's got some nice refreshments in the house.
Lots of food and refreshments.
There you go. You got to get rid of the food and refreshments. It's all free. And if you come on out here today, you take a tour of the property. You can enter a drawing for great gifts that Georgette's also willing to give away. Aren't you going to do that?
We're all set up. Come on in. Sign up.
So we've got another, another full 2 hours before Georgette's calling it a close on the open house. But I want to thank you very much for hosting the event today, Georgette.
Thank you.
And I want to
for
encourage everyone
commentary.
To come.
Well,
and come on out
Paige
here.
And Andrew.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Georgette, and thank you, Paige Moffitt of Fidelity National Title, for offering some useful commentary. Gino Thompson, my producer, Colin McAdams, my technician, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners, thank you for producing a terrific show. Thank you for tuning into the show today, and please know that I'd love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.